St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup is a CCL battle as Reedy takes on Hartley at DeSales. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
It's a clash of 5-1 teams. Both made the playoffs last year, while Hartley repeated their championship dance. And despite the identical records, we see some contrast. After falling in week one, Hartley has pounded their foes over the last 5 weeks to the tune of 210-30. Already has had two of their last three decided by 7 points or less. So I turn to my right and I say, Larry Wolf, what are your thoughts about tonight's matchup?
Well, my thoughts are if Reedy's going to have any chance in this ball game, they have to possess the ball on offense. Now, if that means Hartley scores quickly, so be it. But they have to keep the football, which nobody, except for the opening game, nobody's been able to do that against Hartley. So if Reedy's going to have a chance, they have to do it.
Can a guy that weighs 136 pounds have success against the Hartley Hawks?
Well, the one thing that he has is speed and agility. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is he's going against a defense that has a lot of speed and a lot of agility. So I don't think he's going to be the difference maker tonight.
And the aforementioned 136-pounder would be the outstanding running back, Jack Foley, for the Silver Knights. 161 carries, 884 yards. We'll take a break. On the other side, we'll hear from both head coaches. But here's your reminder that this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Bishop Hartley Hawks, Brad Birchfield. Coach, give us a State of the Union address, an update on the team now after 6 weeks. Are you happy with the team's progress?
Well, we're happy we're 5-1. We're happy that we've pulled away in these games and played well. You know, we're taking care of the football real well, not missing a lot of tackles. Not the pre-snap penalties. You know, we certainly always have the football penalties that they're going to come with the game. But we're getting better. We're continuing to get better, and I can see it. But we have some good big ones coming up.
Let's talk about the offense. Let's break this down a little bit. On the offensive side, have you seen the growth that you would like to see? And where specifically have you grown?
Really proud that we have, you know, so many running backs in good. You have Elijah Carter, who's a slasher. You have Ben Dankow, who's kind of a hide-and-explode guy. You have Nick Cohn and Mason Sawyer, who are the pounders. Blackman, who's a combination of the pounder and the slasher. And then Jalen January has emerged for us and done a great job, going to be an unbelievable player for us. So really proud that we have so many people. Obviously, that's a credit to our offensive line. They're coming together, and they're playing as well as any offensive line we've had up to date.
And give us an update on the defense as well.
Been dominant. You know, haven't given up a whole lot of points. You know, teams haven't had a whole lot of drives. Really proud last week of Watterson, what they did on offense. We were able to kind of shut them down a little bit. Reedy's going to provide us a whole new set of challenges because of the way they can run it and throw it, but I'm excited about it.
Can you touch a little bit on the growth of Nick Cohn? I'm talking physical and football growth as well, too. At times, he looks like a man among boys out there.
Yeah, he is really killing people on the football field, metaphorically. He is putting them on their back, and he's so strong, big, physical, and really embodies what we're looking for as a player and as a person, the unbelievable family. But yeah, he's a three-year starter on two state championship teams, so that's what we expect.
Take on a Reedy team tonight that has surprised some people, I think, with their start and what they've been able to do after losing some players this past season. What are your thoughts about the Silver Knights?
They still got a great coach. They got a great team. You know, I think the schedule that they've set up for themselves sets them up to be successful, and they've taken advantage of it, as we have as well. So I think they've got a really good team. You know, this is a traditional rival, and I know they're going to be excited to play us.
If you had to list a couple of keys to the game tonight, what do you have to do to be successful?
You know, keep them from explosive plays. I think they have good quickness back there, and they're able to kind of explode on the ball. And I think it's important for us. Listen, let's face it, we've had a lot of success against them lately. There's certainly a mental capacity to that. So the faster we can start and the better we can start, that's a point of emphasis for us all week. If we start off well, you know, that's good for us.
Finally, is this the most physically strong team or physically fit team you've ever had?
I don't know. It is as physically fit or as physically strong. You know, we have some big guys. Funny story, we went out, we go to St. Peter and Paul every summer, the old monastery in Newark, and the deacon who runs it said, "Brad, you guys don't look as big this year." And I'm like, "Holy smokes, I thought we were bigger." And he said, "Well, last year you guys looked like a college team." So I don't know. I think we're bigger, but you have to ask the deacon what he thinks.
Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at SalazzoMarble.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Silver Knights, Brian Cross. And coach, talk about your season so far. At 5-1, have you exceeded expectations or where you thought you would be right now?
I think we're maybe a little bit ahead of where we thought we would be. And we're sure as heck happy to be 5-1. Our defense has played extremely well. We haven't given up a lot of points. We have a very inexperienced offense when it comes to skilled positions and running backs. So we knew that was going to take some time to develop. In the last couple of weeks, we've played pretty solid. about as pretty well as we could. Our passing has gotten better. Our percentage of completions has went up. We're now over 50%, and that's really good for us. As a play-action passing team and a quick passing game, our quarterback, Austin Isle, has really done a nice job. So defense has kept us in the ball games, and we've scored enough points to get some wins.
Let's start with defense for change. Talk about Thomas Stiltner as just a sophomore. Did you expect the kind of season you've seen so far out of this guy?
I don't know if we expected it. We definitely were hoping for it. We saw last year when he was running scout team for us as a freshman that he had some special abilities. He went on to play basketball a lot and didn't get in the weight room as much as we hoped he would. So we weren't sure if he would be big enough to play the position we want him to play. And he's playing an outside linebacker for us, kind of a blitzing type guy for us. But he's done an excellent job. So he's probably exceeded what we thought he would be able to do. And we know that if he gets in the weight room during the offseason, he'll be a heck of a football player again next year as a junior.
Speaking of weight, let's go to the offensive side. You've got a guy that weighs just over 130 pounds. He could be facing defensive guys from Hartley that weigh close to 200 pounds more than him. How do you handle something like that on a Friday night?
Well, you know, one thing we have to do, we have to be smart with how many times we give him the ball. He's carried the ball way too many times, but with the offense that we're running right now, it's more of a one-back offense, so either he's carrying the ball or our quarterback's carrying the ball. So we have some other guys that can run the football, so we're probably going to play more than just Jack this week to make sure that he doesn't, you know, take any unnecessary punishment. But, you know, Jack's one of those guys. He's pretty quick and nifty. He doesn't give you, you know, full body shots at him, so he's going to have to be extra nifty this week.
Finally, is this season more fun than you thought it would be?
You know, right now, where we're at, we're pretty happy. But, you know, our next four games, especially the next three games, we're facing some really outstanding football teams, teams with good records and with a lot of skilled athletes. So the next 3 to 4 weeks will determine, you know, what type of season this is for these kids. But as of right now, through the first 6 weeks, you know, we're pretty happy.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you much.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at BobBoyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
James Odey, CPA in Bishop Reedy Catholic High School alumnus class of 67. Meeting all your accounting and tax needs, James Odey offers personal service tailored to your needs and exceptional quality since 1983. Google James Odey, CPA, that's O-D-D-I, at AccuraTax of Columbus. Go Reedy Silver Knights.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at ThisWeekSports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
For the second week in a row, it is an all-CCL showdown in the CCL Game of the Week as Reedy battles rival Hartley at DeSales Alumni Stadium. Good evening, everyone. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. Glad to have you here for the CCL Football Game of the Week. Week 7 got underway last night for the area Catholic teams as Newark Catholic fell to Johnstown 33-13. Also on the schedule for Week 7 tonight, Waterson has a tough one as they host undefeated Hilliard Bradley. DeSales is on the road taking on Trenton Edgewood, and St. Charles heads north to battle Mansfield Madison. Some huge games in the area tonight that we'll be catching you up on throughout the evening, and none bigger than the battle up in Olentangy as Orange is on the road at Olentangy. Don't forget, after the game, get all the scores. It's Lee Cochran and myself, the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Go ahead and be a part of the show by tweeting us your scores at AM 820 and visit our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Let's head out to Alumni Stadium right now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, thank you very much. Hartley has won the toss and will receive going left to right on your radio dial, your smartphone, your computer screen. And Larry, you touched on the fact of what you thought Reedy had to do tonight. What will the Hawks have to do tonight to get
do what they do? They just run the ball right down your throat, and they'll play great defense. And they play man-to-man in the secondary almost exclusively, and that allows them to put 7 and 8 in the box. And it just forces you to complete passes against them, and they have great athletes in the secondary. So Hartley's going to do what they do.
Like Jethro Bodine, I was doing some ciphering before the contest, Hartley has given up 21 points in the first half. 7 in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter. 14 of those 21 points were given up to Toledo Central Catholic, who got a touchdown in the first quarter and a touchdown again in the second quarter. Chillicothe got the other second quarter touchdown, and that is it. They've only given up 21 points in the first half of the season.
It does not bode well for the Silver Knights. This is going to be uphill sledding for them. There's no question that the better team tonight is Bishop Hartley. That doesn't mean anything in a rivalry game, though. It's been that way for many, many years.
Craddock has it teed up. There's the kick. It is high, not that deep, and the return's going to start from the 25-yard line for the Hawks by Ben Dankow. Takes it to the far side of the field, up to the 29, gets away from one tackler at the 30, 35, and up he goes to the 39-yard line before he's brought down on the play, and that is where Bishop Hartley will start on offense some 10 seconds into this contest. The interior five for the Hawks includes Patrick Gilliland at left tackle, left guard Griffin Rathburn gets the start tonight. The center is Nate Jackson. The right guard is Max Steinecker. And the right tackle is Peyton Collins. Tight end is Jordan Kirkbride, tonight wearing 28 instead of 82. Philip Cole is your split end. Also see Anthony Whitney out there perhaps, and Braylon Mitchell as well too. Anthony Carfagno, the quarterback, to start things. The fullback is Nick Cohn. Halfback, Alexander Blackman. And wingbacks include Elijah Carter and Jalen January. Two wide at the top, one to the bottom. Two backs in the backfield on a first and 10 now from the 39-yard line for the Hawks. And in stride, going from bottom to top, getting the handoff and plowing across the 40 near the far sidelines. On the play is Philip Cole. Cole gets the carry and trots out of bounds on the far side of the field for Philip. That is his 17th carry on the season. Coming into this game, he had 16 for 212 yards. Mark him down just past the 42-yard line. So we'll call it second down and a long 6 from there.
Reedy actually had that play well defense. They shot a man up on the outside and had a chance to make the tackle. Just couldn't do it. It would have been about a 3 or 4 yard loss. Instead, it's a 4 yard gain.
Carfagno, 6 foot tall, 180, and a senior at quarterback. Boy, again, we've said this before, but Nick Cohn is so massive when you see him. Off the left-hand side they go around the 44-yard line, maybe the 45-yard line. Short gain on the play for Elijah Carter. So Carter, who had 30 carries for 229 yards with a gain of about 2 on the play. And that's the thing when you look at the Hawks, Larry. Carter, 229 yards rushing. January, 196. Cone, 161. Carfagno, for that matter, has also carried for 61 yards. Blackman, 331, and also 12 touchdowns. Ben Dankow, 40 carries, 239 yards. They've shared the well. Toss sweep to the short side, which is the far side of the field, to Carter. And Carter had to get it up to the 49-yard line. And from this vantage point, it looks like he's short of the first down.
He's short by a good 2 yards, but that doesn't mean anything. Hartley, they have gone for it numerous times.
So the ball's going to be at the 47-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 2 from there. The Hawks, in fact, on the season, I think, have punted a grand total of 4 times. Carfagno has punted 3 of the 4 times. So fourth and 2 from their own 47-yard line, 1:15 into this puppy, and we are scoreless.
Well, they're going with their jumbo backfield package here, so they got stack eye.
With Cone, the lead back. Third man through gets it. That is Blackman, and rips across the 50 all the way down to the 48, maybe the 47-yard line. And on that fourth and 2, they convert and get a hot first down.
That's what's demoralizing. You get them in a fourth and 2, and it doesn't matter because they're going to run the ball right at you, and you have to guess left or right, and you have to stop it, and it's tough.
For Bishop Reedy, front Charles Omame, Billy Fannin, and Lance Gallion are your three men up front. Linebackers Matt Fry, Ryan Wood, Christian Schell, and Thomas Stiltner. Also, Tron Crowder will see some time at linebacker as well, too. Talk about the secondary after this first and 10 from the Silver Knights 47-yard line. Cone the lone back of the backfield. Coming around as the wing back to get the handoff, get it inside the 45 to the 44, maybe the 43. That's Carter on the carry. In the secondary for the Silver Knights, A.J. Craddock and Jayshon Norris at the corners, and the safeties are Chase Jones and Kay Dent, who has four interceptions, by the way, for the Silver Knights. Good for 135 yards.
Because Reedy has so many players going both ways, a drive like this can simply just wear you out. It's one of those, it looks like it's going to be one of those 12, 13 play, 4 yard at a time drives, and Reedy can ill afford that.
Backs offset. Lead back is Cone. Carter the deep man. The wing back is Blackman. Blackman comes inside. Goes from right to left and got it down to around the 41-yard line. And I would say it's kind of a sticky night tonight. The temperature at game time, 72 degrees. Winds calm. Humidity at 70%. Overcast skies greet us here at Alumni Stadium on the campus of St. Francis de Sales.
Well, it's third and six here, and it's definitely two-down territory. And they can get three on one and three on another. I mean, that's what they do. And they're not going to necessarily have to put the ball up here. They have big Nick Cone in the backfield at 200 and who knows how many, 240, 200, you call it.
Kirk Bride and Blackman to the bottom of the set. Cole to the top along with Carter. One back in the backfield. That is Cone. In motion bottom to the top now is Blackman looking for the block. Gets it inside the 40, down inside the 39, near the 38. Looks like he'll be a little shy of the first down. So with 8:48 left to go, once again, it'll be a fourth down and short for the Hawks. Reedy, you know they'll go for it.
Reedy defensive back A.J. Craddock made a nice play on that one. He should have been kicked out by Cone. Nick Cone should have had him blocked, but he went underneath the block and came up on the other side, made the tackle.
Craddock with 21 solos and two assists coming into this contest. Fourth down and one. Officials timeout momentarily down on the field. And I think we're going to send one of the Silver Knights off the field for a little equipment repair. I see a strap dangling down.
Or a towel or something.
From Ryan Wood. It's a big loss at linebacker. So he will check out. Donovan Sanders will check in. Fourth and one from inside the 38 near the 37. Triple stack. Blackman off the left side. Inside the 35 to the 33. And the Hawks have another pulverizing first down.
Well, they're just going to keep doing that all night if Reedy can't stop it. And one of the things that they'll do is they'll counter it. As soon as Reedy does stop it, they'll run the counter play off it and go the other direction.
Blackman's knee touched inside the 35, then he crawled to the 34 or 33, so they'll mark it down just inside the 35. First and 10 from there. 8:12 left to go, scoreless first quarter. Hartley and Reedy. Roll play action. Waggle looking downfield. Carfagna looking long, has a man, and great anticipation that time as the pass is tipped on the play. Knocked away by Cade Dent, intended on the play for Ben Dankow.
Well, Ben Dankow was open. He had about two steps on Cade, and Cade closed the distance, went right to his hands, and made a good defensive play by swatting the ball with the inside arm.
Cade, 19 solos, 6 assists. We mentioned the 4 interceptions, a long of 52 on the campaign. He likes radio, sports medicine, history, and part of Beta and Student Council. This will be the 10th play of the open drive, and they've milked about 4 minutes off the clock. Second and 10 now from the 35-yard line. Cone readjusts. Backs offset. Booting this time is Carfagna to the left to Kirk Bride underneath. The big tight end rumbles inside the 25 to the 20 and has a nice gain and picks up a first down for the Hawks now with 7:56 left to go in the first.
Well, they fake the counter tray play back to the right and they naked bootlegged it out to the left, blocked the tight end down on the edge and then released him out in the flat and he's wide open. And this is like a giant game of whack-a-mole. You know, wherever Reedy shows up, Hartley goes another direction.
Jordan Kirkbride with the catch, his 6th now this season, good for a total of 141 yards. First and 10 now from the 20-yard line for the Hawks with 7:40 left to go. As Larry said, let's see if this is a battle of attrition here for the Silver Knights, if they can keep up with the physically strong Bishop Hartley Hawks, who just look bigger and stronger than they ever had. And with non-existent splits in the line there, it's hard to find a gap to get anywhere. Blackman off the left side that time will pick it up for about a gain of 3 on the play.
Well, that's a standard formation for Hartley. They pack you all in and then run the counter or the reverse with the wing back because it's not very far from one edge to the other edge. You can get from the right tackle to the left tackle in no time.
Second down, a long 7 from inside the 18-yard line. Again, they go with 2 wide to the top. Wing to the bottom, one man in the backfield, that's Cone. Nick's got it. Nick's got a little hole inside the 15. He carries half the student body from Reedy inside the 10-yard line. That is just a massive man. Every time we look at him, Nick Cone, so strong, 6'4", 250, and a senior. And you got to think he's going to get looks on the next level, probably on the defensive side of things.
Right.
Yeah, probably at a D end.
Yep. mean, 6'4", 250, and he got through the offensive line and defensive line untouched. So now he's one-on-one with the secondary, and it's kind of a mismatch.
He's now carried the ball some 24 times for 170 yards on the season. First and goal just inside the 10-yard line. 6:40 and taking in the first. Backs offset now. This first and goal for the Hawks. He had his cone off the left side, bruising into the end zone for the touchdown. Nick Cone with 6.5 left to go. Scores on the ground and picks up another touchdown. And for the Hartley Hawks, 6 on the board with 6.5 left to go.
That's a worst-case scenario for Bishop Reedy, because not only does Hartley get the 7 points or the 6 points that they wanted, they took 12 or 13 or 14 plays to do it, milked 7 minutes off the clock, and Reedy can ill afford to allow it to happen.
Matteo Agriesti ready for the extra point, 5'10", 160, and a junior. He is perfect in 28 attempts so far in the season. Low snap bounces in there. There's the kick by Mateo. It is up, and it is good, 29 of 29. And with 6.5 left to go, 7-0. Bishop Hartley on top of Reedy will pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
A lot of scoring early, guys, in Week 7. Olin Tangi's Riley Bruning hits Caden Kaiser for a 74-yard touchdown pass, and they lead Orange 7-0. And Darby has a quick 7-0 lead over Thomas Worthington.
There you go, Larry. Go Darby. Panthers.
And my Panthers.
Thomas Worthington kind of falling down after the first 4 weeks.
Well, they're running into league play now, so it's a little different animal now.
Cone 9 yards on the touchdown run. Agriesti with the PAT, who boots it now on the kickoff. It is high and angular. Oh, it's going to hit at the 20-yard line. It's still bouncing around. And finally picked up by the Silver Knights at the 20, up to the 26-yard line. They'll return it. So a short return of 6 yards on the play by big number 28, Jack Foley, the 136-pounder. By the way, that was a 13-play, 61-yard drive that usurped 5:30 off the clock.
Well, can Reedy do the same thing in return? Because really, that's what needs to happen. They need to keep the football away from this Hartley offense.
Cade Cantor, Charles Omame, Anthony Baum, Ryan Spoon, Lance Gallion up front of the offensive line. Split in, Teron Crowder. Tight end is Ryan Wood. The quarterback is Austin Aiello. Fullback, either Christian Schell, could be Donovan Sanders, or Sam Hardenberg. The running back, Jack Foley. And then the wingbacker, flanker, Jayshon Norris. Two wide to the bottom, two to the top. The handoff goes to Foley. Foley finds a little gap, and he is ripped down at the 29-yard line. Close to the 30, they'll give him forward progress. Let's see. So a good gain of a couple with 6:14 left to go. And that is the concern I would have, is find the Silver Knights to have a 136-pounder tackled by guys that are 270 and up to 315 pounds.
Right. Well, one thing that looks like Reed's going to do in the game plan is they're going to put four wide receivers on the field and force Hartley to get guys out of the box. That time they had a six-man box, which is five offensive linemen against six defensive guys. You got to like those numbers. And they've got it again. It's a six-man box.
Denton Crowder wide to the bottom, two wide outs to the top. Foley in the backfield behind Aiello from the gun. Foley now readjusts to the left of Aiello, and Jack gets a handoff, and they rip him by the shoulder down and around the 34-yard line.
Yeah, I think they almost took his head off. They grabbed him way high up under the chin, might have grabbed the shoulder pad. At 130 pounds, he's not going anywhere.
Well, at 5'6", it's not way high, though, for some of those guys.
That's true. That's true.
They have to reach down to find him. The ball up to the 34-yard line, third down, and they need three from there. Checking into the contest is number 12, and that is Ryan Wood with the play, and Foley will check out. Wood on the season, by the way, 8 catches for 189 yards, but 8 of those catches have really paid off because 3 have led to touchdowns. So now they go with a 4-wide set again. Man in motion from top to bottom. That's Norris looking for that gap and brought down to the 35-yard line. Nothing there around the corner. Ben Dankow makes the hit on the play. It'll be fourth down for the Silver Knights. Up front, it is Ethan Amaya along with Anthony Majewski and Nick Cone. The linebackers, Ben Dankow, Max Thaneker, James Reese III, Alexander Blackman, and Winston Amonkwa. In the secondary, the cornerbacks, Elijah Carter and Jalen January, and Angela Evans at free safety. punting situation now for the Silver Knights. And back deep to punt is indeed the quarterback, Austin Aiello, averaging just over 31 yards a punt. Philip Cole normally back deep for the Hawks. He stands back at the 30-yard line. That's going to hit and trickle out of bounds somewhere around the 40-yard line or inside there with 4:11 left to go. 7-0, Bishop Hartley leads in this one. We'll get the ball back for the second time. 33 yards on that punt, Larry. Huh? And no return.
No return. Well, they're going to directional punt all night. They're going to punt the ball out of bounds. They'll take a 30-yard net punt as opposed to a 35-yard punt and a 20-yard return. So this way you don't have to defend the return. You just kick it out of bounds and shorten the chance or reduce the chances that they can return one on you.
Nice spot for Silver Knights because they're going to mark it at the 31-yard line for the Hawks in their second possession. Up 7-0. 4:11 left to go.
It's an unbalanced line to the left.
Let's see if they go that way. Cone the lone back in the backfield, although Carter in motion. Cone's got the hand up, puts his head down, and he gets pushed down at the 32-yard line. Great pursuit defensively for the Silver Knights by Charles Omame, who was waiting for him.
Omame gave him a good old-fashioned bear hug and then dumped him. And it was... you got to send a message at some point that you're going to stand tall in this trench and you're not going to let them just drive the ball at you. Here's another unbalanced line for Hartley going left.
Omame, a guy that can bench 335 pounds. Second down play. Carfagna rolling left, rolling, looking, going long downfield, looking for Cole to pass up for grabs. A battle of sevens. And back there to make the play defensively is Cade Ditt as he caught up with a pass and with Philip Cole.
If you're Bishop Reedy, you might as well play 10 men in the box and say, pass it if you can, because even if Hartley completes the pass, they're not physically mauling you. You know, if they get a 20-yard pass, they get a 20-yard pass, but if they pound it 7 or 8 times to get 20 yards, that's going to take a toll on the Reedy defense.
Third down and 8 now from the 33 with 3:36 on the clock in the first quarter. Bishop Hartley on top of Bishop Reedy, 7-0. Both teams come into this contest at 5-1 on the season. The Hawks currently second in Division 3, Region 11. In their computer ranking.
Jet sweep.
Let's see if it goes to the near side. No, it's a keeper by Carfagna. Up the middle, 35, up to the 38, maybe the 39-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and short for the Hawks. Perfect for them.
Fourth and it's a long two. It's a long two, and they're on their own. They're going to go for it.
Oh, yeah, they'll go for it. Fourth and two as the offensive line peers to the sidelines. Two backs in the backfield. Cone is the up back. They're offset. Carfagna under center on a 4th-and-2. Cone now exits stage left. Toss sweep that way. It goes to Carter. Oh. Carter at the 40, at the 45, and tight-roping the sidelines, but has enough for the first down with 2:56 left to go. Have we seen a hanky yet in this contest?
Why do you bring that up?
Because I can.
Unbelievable.
I did not. Trevor Bauer's no-hitter the other night either, so. Don't blame that on me. And now for the Hawks, 3 of 3 on fourth down conversion so far in this contest. Two-time defending state champs have a 1st and 10 from their own 47. 2:56 left to go in the first, up 7-0. Blackman to the bottom, in motion now, bottom to top. And off the lone back in the backfield, and they'll burrow their way across midfield down to the 49-yard line. So pick up about 4 on the play. There's a little gap there, and they took advantage of that. And on the carry that time is number 4, Mason Sawyer. Sawyer, 17 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown coming into this contest. 5'10", 185, but a sophomore. He's the lone back on a 2nd down and 6 from the 49-yard line. Bring the wing back inside. That is Carter. Carter inside the 43 near the 42. Silver Knights were trying to strip the football as he went up the middle.
Well, it's a good idea. Just hold him up. And then get 2 or 3 guys in there pulling at the football because they're going to have to change field position with turnovers.
Another slow, methodical drive here by Bishop Hartley, just wearing down the Silver Knights. 7-0 and driving across midfield. 2:17 and ticking here in the first. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, and Scott Rex. Glad to have you aboard. Back in the studios, the legendary Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. Carfagna rolling right, gunning, pass underneath is complete. Inside the 40 to Sawyer at the 38. Falls forward to the 37-yard line, but they're going to say went down at the 38. So nice gain on first down. It'll be 2nd down from there.
Yeah, and again, it could be 2nd and 8, and it's still a running situation for Hartley. It's not, they don't have to pass. They're just passing because they want to pass right now.
Carfagna was 17 of 32 passing for 415 yards, three touchdowns and one pick, a long of 80 on the season. Sawyer the lone back, Blackman to the bottom. Carter in the slot to the top, one wide out to that side. Blackman in motion, bottom to top. On the delay, the handoff goes around the right-hand side. Carter's got a little opening, then cuts inside, gets it inside the 30-yard line to around the 29 before he's knocked down. And with 1:27 left to go, yet another Bishop Hartley first down.
Well, when this quarter ends, I don't even know what time possession is going to be, but it's going to be about 10 minutes to 2 minutes. And that's just, you know, that can't happen if you're Reedy and you want to win this game. The good news is they've taken a lot of time off the scoreboard, and there's only 7 points up there for Hartley. So that's the good news if you're Reedy.
We're on a pace to end this quarter in 22 minutes. Hard to do with 12 minutes. Oh, stop it now.
You're going to jinx it.
The glass is half empty with you. Carter, toss, sweep, far side. Inside the 30, the 25, waits for a block, takes as much as he can get down the sidelines and goes out of bounds near the sticks, near the 18.
We've got a holding, I think, on Mr. Blackman. I was wondering if they were going to call that or not.
No, there's a flag at the 26. You jinxed it.
I called it because it was on the field.
So the flag rests at the 26-yard line.
A.J. Craddock got absolutely bear-hugged.
And indeed, holding is the call from the spot of the infraction. Mark the ball back across the 35 to the 36-yard line with 1:01 left to go in the first.
Now, it's first and 20. And for most teams, that's a passing situation, or you got to get half of it back. Not so. Not so with Bishop Hartley.
First and 18 from the 36. Empty backfield for now for Carfagna. One man in motion, top to bottom. Carfagna back to throw across the middle. Has his man, the tight end, Kirkbride. Spins, does a 360, and is brought down inside the 22-yard line. Good gain. It'll be second down from there.
I mean, Kirkbride's a big tight end. I mean, he's 6'3 or so and 200 and some pounds. And, you know, he's a big target. So it's a safe pass. They faked the jet sweep, just stood up and dumped it over the top of the line.
Cade Dent makes the hit on the play. See a lot of Ethan Amaya lined up as a blocking tight end of the top formation. Big number 77 out there.
Well, what Hartley does to you is they get you watching. They get you watching all this misdirection, and then they just make a simple dump pass to the tight end.
Two backs now offset. It is Sawyer and Blackman. Cone in motion, bottom to top. It's going to be Blackman on the carry inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, wave bye-bye, touchdown. Blackman will take it in, and for Alexander, his 13th touchdown on the ground this season, and then it was 13-0 with 13 seconds left to go.
Power, speed, not a whole lot you can do with that. I mean, it's just too many big guys up front.
And Alexander last week against Watterson, 11 carries, 135 yards, and one touchdown against Central Crossing. He had four touchdowns of 1, 1, 1, and 9, respectively. And they're going to throw for a two-point conversion. The pass incomplete. Cone in the end zone was covered on the play, so the try for two is negated. We stay at 13-0, 13 ticks left on the clock of the first. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM820.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Watterson over at Hagley Field trails Hilliard-Bradley early 14-0, and Olin Tangi has scored again. They lead Orange 14-0 as well.
All right, you can stop that right about now, as Orange now down by two touchdowns. I've got Orange and Westerville Central next Thursday night.
Well, Orange is a pretty good football team, and Central is okay.
Yeah, they're
solid.
Four D1 prospects in that Orange squad.
Yep.
Agriesti with the boot, diagonal kick to the far side of the field inside the 20, and will it trickle out of bounds? It does so. Just barely before the rocket on the outside for the Hawks nearly got to that football. I think that was Winston Amakwa on the far side, nearly got to the ball, and it trickled out on a hop just before he got there. So bring it out to the 35-yard line, and Reedy will give it back. Reedy will have it with a first and 10 and 13 seconds left to go.
Well, Jack Foley's pretty happy that that ball just trickled out because he let it bounce again. And Hartley's perfectly happy not to kick it deep. They'll just pooch it on the side there, and then they'll run down and tackle you. So they're gonna Haridi's gonna have to start fielding those kicks.
Blackman, 22 yards on that touchdown run. That was a 10-play, 69-yard drive. Took 3:58 off the clock. So the Hawks up now 13-0. Aiello with one back in the backfield. That's Foley just to his right. Austin hands it off to Jack. Around the left side, he's got a gap. 40, 45. Midfield and knocked out of bounds as he crosses the 50 and around the 47-yard line. He was the first man to the corner.
Right. That time, the Hartley defense got pinned inside by the left side. Cade Cantor and the boys on the left side, Charles Omame, did a nice job of hooking their people, reach blocking, and they gave Jack the corner. And he can scoot. And they need to get him outside because inside is...
Whew. Gain of 16 on the play, first and 10 officially from the Hawk 49-yard line. That is going to put him over the 900-yard mark on the campaign now with 6 seconds left to go. And Foley again with an encore behind Aiello on this first down play. Now shifts to his left. We had motion up front, no flag. Foley gets the handoff inside the 45, down to the 40-yard line. Near the 39 and near the sticks, going to say just shy of the first down, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 13-0. Hartley over Reedy. We'll pause and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Second down and one now for Bishop Reedy. They go left to right to start the second quarter. They trail 13-0 to Bishop Hartley here at Alumni Stadium on the campus of St. Francis de Sales. And the handoff goes to Foley. He hit the hole hard, got it inside the 39-yard line, and got enough for the first down. Stats after one quarter. Total offense, Hartley 140 on 24 plays. Reedy 34 yards on 5 plays. Of that for Hartley, 107 rushing, 33 passing, all on the ground, the 34 yards for the Silver Knights. 8 first downs to 1 in favor of the Hawks, 1 penalty for 10 yards because Larry jinxed it, and no turnovers for either team.
Actually, I pointed it out after it was on the ground. You're the one that said we've had no penalties. You did it.
I did it. I admit it.
Why do you talk about stuff like that?
Because it's there. Point it out. Crowder wide to the bottom. 2 to the top. Aiello from the gun.
Look out.
Going to keep it. Instead, he go to his left and find a little bit of an opening down to the 35-yard line. Little busted play there.
Absolutely busted play. He turned left, and there was nobody there, and he went, ruh-roh. I better get out of here in a hurry. This is a bad idea. Can I give this ball to anybody?
So he talks like Scooby-Doo, is that what you're saying?
Rastro. Roque Roar.
Meet George Jetson.
His boy, Elroy.
Daughter, Judy. Jane is his wife. Thank you very much. Timeout taken. Bishop Reedy. Mercifully, you don't have to listen to us anymore. The clock ticked off one more second.
Or any less.
10:57 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best model year-end deals during the Jeep Celebration event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram Bighorn Hemi Crew Cab. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are always off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Hartley starting off fast in our game. Scioto starting off fast in the Battle of Hard Road. They have a 10-0 lead over Kilbourne. Darby has stretched their lead to 21-0 over Thomas. And Westerville South has an early 7-0 lead over Olentangy Liberty.
Ryan, thank you very much. Ryan and Lee will have all the scores at halftime. Stick around after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Second half from the 35-yard line, Foley off the right side, maybe. Cuts it inside, spins and twirls. Down to the 32-yard line. I think he thought there was going to be more contact with that spin move. He keeps his balance. He's still running.
Got a chance. One of the things that I'm seeing now from Hartley is in the first drive, they were pretty much vanilla on defense. But now they're beginning to blitz people out of their secondary. They brought a corner one time, or it might have been a safety, but he came off the edge. And that time they brought a linebacker off the edge. So they're going to try and reduce the ability of Jack Foley to cut back. And then they're going to try and fill up as many of the gaps as they can and reduce the cutback lanes.
Ball at the 32-yard line of the Hawks. Third down and four from there for the Silver Knights.
It's four down territory.
Yep, the lone back in the backfield, two wide to the bottom, one at the top now. Foley's got it out the left
good
side. Edge. 30, 25, and turns down to the 23-yard line. Great acceleration when he hit the hole there. You talk about that all the time.
Yep.
Accelerate into contact, right?
Accelerate through the hole and to the contact, because the defender is usually, at this level anyhow, they stop their feet often. And so if you accelerate, you speed up the time. When you hit them, they don't hit you. And it works out. Hey, I think Reedy's found something on the left side of this offensive line. Now, their most successful plays have gone left tonight. So, and that's, you know, those are two big ones over there for them. So,
Cade Kanter and Charles Umame, 242 and 270, respectively.
Ooh.
This time they thought about the right side. Foley cuts it back to the left, got it down to the 21-yard line, and paid the price there. So he got bent back after a short gain on the play. Hit made by number 23, Winston Amakwa.
Well, the H-back, Ryan Wood, that time was supposed to get a kickout block, and he swung and missed, and that just cut down on the ability to cut back, back Foley. So there was no place for him to cut back, and he got, 2 yards?
Second down and eight from the 21-yard line.
Two's not bad on a play when you don't block the right folks.
Although you thought the key maybe going into this game was to keep Foley at under 20 carries just because of the physical pounding he would take in a game like this.
Well, if they can keep him running off the edges, it'll be less of a physical pounding.
Seven carries, 39 yards so far for Jack Foley.
They got to call timeout. They're going to get a penalty here.
Four, three, two, one, and they'll burn a timeout. Yep, the play clock was evaporating here, so they'll burn a timeout. The second one taken by Reedy. 9 minutes left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
They're in the second quarter and no score. DeSales and Edgewood tied at zero. Two teams looking for bounce back efforts tonight. Gahanna has struck first. They've got a 6-0 lead over Reynoldsburg. And Westerville Central leading the Battle of Westerville right now, 7-0. They lead North.
Second down and eight here, Ryan. 9 minutes left to go, first half. Bishop Reedy with the ball inside the 21-yard line. They are down by a count of 13-0. They burn their second of three timeouts. Hawks with their full complement of three remaining. Two wide to the bottom. And it'll be Aiello on the keeper around the left side on the boot and brought down inside the 20. Great anticipation and a good job to stay with the play there by Max Steinecker, the linebacker.
Max Steinecker might be, by definition, a football player. He's one of those guys. He's like a student of the game. He just knows. He could probably play quarterback. I mean, he's just one of those guys that doesn't get fooled. If you're going to run the naked boot, you probably ought to go the other way.
In fact, Coach Birchfield said he's playing at an all-state level earlier this season, and I think he was credited for a safety in that Toledo Central Catholic game as well, too. So mark the ball inside the 20 near the 18-yard line. It'll be third down and five from there. 8:21 and ticking here with Crowder to the bottom. And Aiello rolling. Looking, gunning across the middle. Passes caught. Norris has it and takes it in for the touchdown. Jayshon Norris with a touchdown catch. And then it was 13-6 in this contest as Norris gets his 20th catch on the campaign and a second receiving touchdown.
That's the old waggle route by the backside receiver. And the drag route is always open on that. They run a corner on the front side. And they run a drag on the backside. And they throw it in between the linebacker and the safety, and he's wide open. Caught the ball at about the 3 or 4 yard line. pretty much waltzed into the end zone.
Was he looking for Crowder initially on the play?
Absolutely. The primary is outside.
Craddock crashes it through for the extra point. 13-7 the tally in this one. 8:08 left to go in the first half of action. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at ThisWeekSports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
Give you an update on what's going on with the Pickerington schools. Central gave up a touchdown early to Lancaster, but they have answered. It is tied at 7. And Pickerington North all over Grove City right now. 21-0 to score in that one.
Yeah, you don't want to upset Pickerington Central. It just gets ugly after that.
No, that's not a good thing. You just make them mad.
Like Mongo, right? I mentioned that last night. Aiello, 18 yards to Norris. Craddock, the PAT. Craddock now 19 of 19, now make that 20 of 20, in fact, with that extra point. So both kickers perfect on extra points under campaign. Remember, that was a try for two earlier. A little kick, it's short, takes a hop, scooped up by the Hawks at the 39, across the 40, to the 45, and up to midfield on the return that time is Angelo Evans, the free safety. That was a 9-play, 65-yard drive. Larry took 405 off.
And basically, if you're going to end up with giving Hartley the ball at the 50, you might as well try the onside kick. I mean, that was just a pooch that went over the front line and dropped between the front line and the second line, and nobody was deep, so if they end up with the ball at the 50, you might as well try and get it back if you're going to do that. But I don't think he was supposed to kick a 10-yard kick.
See if the Hawks go with the speed back, so they try to pound it with one Nick Cohn, who looks to be the lone back right now in the backfield. Well, Dan Cohn, the wing to the bottom, though.
And they can run the wing back reverse anytime they want. They've got an end over right now, so they got an unbalanced to the top.
Yep, Kirkbride to that side. In motion top to bottom. Hand off, it goes to Dan Cohn. Dan works his way outside. Gets through two tacklers. Now cuts his way to the outside, inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Boy, that was a nice play by Ben to wait for his blocks, find the opening, and he kept bouncing it outside and picks up a nice gain, and we'll get a first down.
Well, being a running back in the Hartley offense, It affords you that ability to be patient because you know that the offensive line is coming down to get the next level block.
9.5-yard gain on the play. They're going to say he stepped out at the 41, not the 39, so it's second down and less than one with 7:35 left to go. Cohn in the backfield, Carfagna under center. Nick is the handoff and makes it official on the first down as he falls forward to the 37-yard line. We'll move the sticks and stop the clock momentarily with 7:24 left to go in the first half.
Bishop Reedy needs to get a stop here. They cannot allow Hartley to run 5 or 6 more minutes off this clock and pound on them. They need to get a stop.
Reminder that coming up after the game, we'll pick the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Play or Player of the Game. Martin's been a longtime supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. He's an ex-linebacker who wants to recognize the Good Hands Play or Player of the Game. Larry Wolf will make the presentation of the trophy to the player or coach following the game. First down and 10 inside the 38-yard line. Hand off, top to bottom, Danko. 35, 30, little seam there, makes the most of it down to the 29-yard line before he's knocked down on the play by Christian Schell.
That time, Faridi, their edges got blocked, and they can't afford to be blocked. I mean, it's just one of those things. They've got to get off blocks, and they've got to be able to play off those blocks because Hartley's bigger and stronger and more physical. And if they don't just get off the blocks, they're just going to get blocked down the field 7, 8, 9, 10 yards, and that's what's going to happen right there.
Patrick Gilliland listed as a left tackle, but playing to the strength of that formation now to the top. And 6'6", 315, a full ride to OU for him. Second down and a couple now from the 30-yard line and just inside of that. Blackman in motion. Carfagna rolls, looks downfield, has a man, passes incomplete for Kirkbride inside the 10-yard line. Had a step on Den.
Kirkbride should have absolutely caught that ball, but out in the flats, Blackman was so wide open. If he'd have thrown a grenade out there, he'd have been the only casualty. There was nobody within 10 yards of Blackman. And they should have just thrown the ball in the flats, taking the 10-yard pass, and maybe a 20 or 30-yard gain after that.
Of course, with the Hawks, though, it's third and short. You know it's four-down territory, sure, third down, less than two. This time they'll go with two backs, offset eye.
Here comes your walking motion.
Blackman touches the side of Carfagna. Deep man is Carter. He's got the pitch and just pushes the pile all the way inside the 25 to the 22-yard line. First down, Bishop Hartley.
If you're a Bishop Hartley running back, what you need to work on is your feet, because there's going to be a lot of bodies laying in the hole, and you need to pick your feet up and get over all that. It's like a minefield in there.
Seriously, Larry, how do you do that? Do you look down at all?
No. No, you feel your way through, and you do that with a series of drills. You can put bags down and other things, and you just have to feel their way through it. Ropes, bags, tires, whatever you have.
Cole to the top. Kirk Bright at tight end to that side. Wing back is Blackman to the bottom. Backs offset. Blackman in motion now. Bottom to the top.
Freshman work, too. You put freshman on the ground.
Wow. Carter inside the 15-yard line before he's brought down from behind. Hit made by the Silver Knights by number 75, Charles Mbame. I'm glad I wasn't a freshman in your program.
Well, you'd have the cleat marks on your backside to prove it. That's... The best thing about freshmen is next year they'll be sophomores.
Sophomores, thank you very much. That's the old Dave Sheets line. Told his sophomore players, don't play like sophomores, play older. Went out and won the City League Championship game in the second half. As West, the Cowboys beat the Mifflin Punchers. Second down, we'll call it a short four. Hand off Carter off the right side. Can he bounce it? Takes it inside instead and has a first down and goal inside the 10 near the 8-yard line with 5:14 left to go. Larry, you mentioned this drive would be crucial for both teams here late in the first half.
You know, Reedy just got back in this darn thing, and now what's going to happen is Hartley's going to go down there and punch one in. If they do, he becomes 20. And then if they hold Reedy, then you get that short minute and a half drill right before the halftime, and you just can't let this game get out of hand right now. This is critical for Reedy. They need a stop.
Remember, Reedy will get the ball to start the second half. First and goal from the 8.
Jet sweep, maybe?
Carter's got it right up the middle off the left side a little bit there. Takes it inside the 3 near the 2-yard line. Great gain on first down and the acceleration, too. I think you can describe Elijah Carter some smooth and silky and slashy when he hits that hole.
They've got 4 or 5 of those guys.
January's the same way, yeah.
I mean, they've got several of them. And then they get the big hosses with Cohn and Blackman.
Yeah, I think it's Blackman time right now.
Oh, yeah. They're going to the triple stack eye. They're just going to pound it off the left side here, probably.
He is the deep man.
And
Cohn is the
up
man.
They're foot to foot. There's no room in there at all.
Second and goal from the 2. Blackman time off the left side. Push, shove, touchdown. 4:19 left to go. And make it 19-7.
No hole again. Just get about 800 or 900 pounds of beef going through there and just blow whatever up, you know, blow it up and just fall into the end zone.
14 touchdowns on the ground for Alexander so far this season. Runs like a hammer, in the words of Brad Birchfield, and you saw it right there.
Well, again, it's easier to run like a hammer when you are the hammer, not the nail. I mean, you've got all that beef in front of you, and you're getting hit by guys that are on the ground.
That's very Bob Dylan-esque. You realize that?
That was before my time.
Extra point. 19-7, 4:19 left to go. Let's see if they have to go for two here. Carfagna's still out there.
Sure, because they went for two the last time. Didn't get it, so.
They got a triple stack, one behind the other, although Cole will shift out of that now. Go back in motion. So string to the right side. Carfagna rolling that way and tucking and keeping. Does he break the plane? Yes, he's in for the two-point try. Counted for the Hawks. 21-7. The tally in this one with 4:19 left to go in the first half. And that was a big, big drive by the Hawks.
Now Reedy needs the answer with 4:19. And I don't know if they've got enough time to do what they have to do, because they'll need to break a big run here to get it down here. But if Reedy can get another score on the board before halftime, get the ball back, again, we can keep this game close.
That was a 9-play, 50-yard drive, 3:45 off the clock. 2-yard run by Blackman and a 3-yard run by Carfagna for the 2-point conversion. Back in the studios of AM 820, Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran getting ready for scores at halftime and also for the AM 820 scoreboard show after this game. Guys, what's going on for you back at the controls?
Well, Randy, Larry, a lot of big games in the area tonight and a lot of scoring going on. We mentioned that Westerville South score. Liberty scores, so it was 7-6, but Westerville South answered right back, so they now have a 14-6 lead. Westerville Central has scored again, 14-0. They lead Westerville North. Reynoldsburg has answered Gahanna. They've come back and taken a 7-6 lead. Davidson with a field goal. They lead Upper Arlington 3-0, and we'll give you all these scores coming up here at halftime.
And they'll put it on the ground for an onside kick, and the Silver Knights cover it at the 47-yard line with 4:18 left to go. I have never ever been able to figure out Gahanna down through the years.
They are an enigma. One week they look like the Green Bay Packers, the next week they look like the Green Bay Slackers. You never know what you're going to get with them. I don't know whether it's in the water. I don't know what's out there, but they have talent. They have size. They have speed. They have athletes. They have a huge school. I think they're like the third or fourth largest school in the state of Ohio. They've got people. And for some reason, they go from the penthouse to the outhouse to the penthouse.
First and 10, Silver Knights from the 47-yard line. Foley behind Aiello from the gun. Foley gets the handoff, and going nowhere. Brought down by Sawyer. Mason hits him back at the 46-yard line. Foley falls forward to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10 from there.
See, now that's a secondary man coming up to make the play there, and because everybody else was taken up. All the blocks were absorbed, and they had a free-running linebacker, secondary guy, whatever, coming through to make the hit.
Austin Aiello puts in a lot of mileage during a contest because he'll go to the sidelines quite often, get the play, run back to the huddle.
Well, it's funny because they signal the plays in, so it's like, I don't know.
Two wide to the bottom, one to the top. Crowder, the lone man to the top. Handoff's going to go to Foley around the right side. Oop,
Look out.
Cohen nearly got him. Now he reverses field to the left side, inside the 45, the 40. Cohen thought he had him back at the 42-yard line. Grabbing for the little guy and came up empty, just got a little bit of the shoulder pad, and then Jack reversed his field, and he got the first down for the Silver Knights with 3:28 left to go.
Well, three or four Hawks had their hands on him, and he's so little and so short that they just slithered right off of him, and he kept his shoulders going and kept his feet moving and reversed field, and there were no penalties on that, which is really strange because when you see all that reverse field stuff, you oftentimes see a block in the back or something.
15-yard gain. He will check out of this contest. Looks like Matt Fry in the backfield now. First and 10 from the 37-yard line. And Aiello to keep around the left side and brought down big time after a short gain on the play of maybe a yard. I think that was Anthony Majewski making the hit on the play. He was just waiting for him. And Majewski said, nope, not going to happen this time. No reversing your field.
He saw number 23, Winston Amakwa, coming after him, and he said, I'm not going out there. I'm going to turn back inside and do the best I can.
Anthony, 5'10 at 240. Perfect size for a nose man. Second down and 8, 2:55 and ticking in the first half. Aiello straight back to throw out of the gun, looking long downfield.
No.
Oh, my goodness. And there's flags down on the play. There was contact at the 20-yard line, but there were two receivers and two defensive backs, like a Redskins fun bunch, all together there in a little diamond.
You could have taken a blanket and covered all four of them. I mean, somebody messed up a route somewhere because it shouldn't have been two on two within 3 yards of each other, 20 yards down the field. So there was a busted pattern there somewhere.
I mean, that was a Macarena on the football field, so I'm not sure how you flag this. And let's see what they call it on here.
Well, it's got to be pass interference on, I would think it's on Hartley, but then I could be wrong.
We're waiting. Holding on the defense.
That ball was literally thrown up for grabs. I mean, there's no reason that ball should have been thrown where it was thrown. It worked out for Reedy.
Eight hands, and nobody came up with a football, so it's a 5-yard penalty. And with that first down, marked the ball at the 26-yard line. 2:45 left to go. Remember, Bishop Reedy only has one timeout remaining, but if they play it right, can score and score late, they get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, this is huge. We got Foley at the wing back here. This could be a shovel pass underneath or a jet sweep. There it is.
It is a jet sweep. He goes from right to left around the corner. Got the acceleration going. He got hit as he was going out of bounds around the 21-yard line.
They marked him inbounds, and he was, I don't know how exactly he was inbounds, but he kept the clock running. We don't have a very good angle from here, though. That's about as far away as
he hit, and it looked from here like he was hitting that little dark area beyond the thick white stripe there for the Stallions along the sidelines. But they're going to say that the clock continues to evaporate with the ball at the 21-yard line. It'll be second down and 5 from there, approaching 2:10 left to go in the first half. And Hartley on top of Reedy, 21-7 in this one. Crowder way wide to the bottom, wing to that side, handoff inside. There's a flag on the play. Running back goes down at the 23-yard line, flag near side.
It's got to be some kind of legal shift or motion on Reedy.
Sanders carries the ball.
And that time it is Sanders on the carry.
Could be the wrong formation.
Our line judge made the call, procedural call, against the Silver Knights.
Bishop Reedy, illegal procedure.
Wonder if they had enough guys on the line.
That's, well, I know they had a tight end and two wing. They had a wing and a flanker out here, so they were lined up okay. But on this side.
Are they going to decline it? Penalties declined.
Third and five.
Is the market back?
I don't know if I'd have done that if I was Hartley.
Did they pick up about a half yard on the play? Wasn't the ball at the 21-yard line?
Yep.
And now it's touching the 20. Okay. So it's third down. And four from the 20 with 1:50 left to go. Foley hands it off. A little gap for Foley coming from left to right. Inside the 10, down to around the 9, maybe the 8-yard line before he's knocked down by Blackman. The first and goal, Silver Knights, with 1:42 left to go. Is there the sense of urgency right now with 1:42 left? No. You only have one timeout?
You got only four plays left. That's all you've got left. So the ball's inside the 10, so you just want to use as much clock as you can use. And if you score, you score. If you don't, you just wait as long as possible.
Chase Jones checks in. Donovan Sanders checks out. Hawks put more size in up front.
I got to believe they're going left.
Foley, the lone back from the gun. And Jack's got it off the right-hand side. He goes into a pile, and he disappears.
They haven't had as much success going right as they have going left.
Anthony Majewski making the hit that time. Marked the ball inside the 8-yard line. Second down and goal from there. 1 minute left to go in the first half. 21-7, Hawks on top of the Silver Knights. Larry, do you go wide here? Do you put the ball up?
I'd put it on the left side if I were them, because they've got to go left here. Got to go left. They do.
And that's Foley trying to get to the outside, then cuts it inside, gets inside the 5, down around the 4-yard line before he's knocked down. That'll be third down and goal from there.
Let that clock run. You still have one timeout left?
You have one timeout left unofficially. And I think Brian Cross looks to the sidelines. He's going to bring in a couple of guys from the bench. Three, in fact, will check in.
I've got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Sanders will check in. Stoltner will check in. 15, 14, 13. 12 seconds left to go. Third down and goal from the 4-yard line. With 9, with 8. He wants to throw. Ayala rolling right, and brought down to the 15. Got to take a timeout. And they do.
That's the one thing you can't have happen. You can't have a sack there. It just can't happen.
With 3 seconds left to go, do you go for the 3 here?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That puts you 11 down. That's a 2-score game.
And you get the ball to start the second half.
Yep.
So A.J. Craddock, 5 of 7 on field goals coming into this contest. He made 2 against Centerburg of 28 and 33. The 33-yarder, I think, is his long on the campaign, but this one would be right around that same yardage.
It's going to be about a 36-yarder, give or take. Some guys like it 7 yards deep, some like it 8.
Reminder that archives of tonight's football broadcasts are available at stgabrielradio.com, and you can get a good faith workout this week. Be sure to listen to AM 820 on your morning commute, especially with Father John Ricardo, weekdays at 8 a.m. So this could almost match his long. It's either going to be 32 or 33 yards.
Yep.
We'll call it 32 yards. Aiello is the holder, remember.
Oh, they're not going to fake it. They're going to kick this thing and hope for 3.
Slightly to the right. Almost dead center, but just slightly off to the right. Here's the snap. There's the kick. It is up, and it is good. On the last play of the first half, the Silver Knights get 3 more. They cut the margin to 21-10 here at halftime. And, you know, we talked about the drive by the Hawks being a big one. Well, the Silver Knights able to answer with some points.
Yeah, they needed, obviously, 7 would have been better. But 3 at least gives them a little mojo going into halftime. They got to come back out and reestablish the ability to run the football. If they can get this thing into a 1-score game, you know, it's a rivalry game. And the longer they stay in it, the better chance they have to win it.
Coming up at halftime, I'll have a couple of special guests. First, I will talk to Michael Ray, Bishop Hartley Athletic Director, Volleyball Coach, Alumni Director. Then after that, I'll talk to Dan DeCrane from Bishop Reedy, Director of Partner School Outreach, Social Studies Teacher, Assistant Athletic Director, Assistant Admissions Director, and Head Boys Basketball
and
Coach.
Chief Bottle Washer. He does just about everything else over there that Joe Lang doesn't do.
Those two guys do it all.
It's
Mr. Ray and Mr. DeCrane.
It's
21-10 here at halftime, week number 7 of the CCL Game of the Week, right here presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.